By the way, who ordered the McDonald's last night? Was that Ticket? Or was that Perez? Did you have McDonald's last night?
I had some.
How much? What did you have?
Some fries.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, boys and girls. Happy to be here. You got the whole gang here. Bob to Sports, Goodwood Week taking place now. We do have a lot to discuss. We've had a lot that we've recently filmed, so a lot to dive into. The boys are here. The boys are firing. It's been a damn good week so far. A couple vids already in. A lot more to go throughout the week. But before anything, from more of a Bob to Sports standpoint, possibly, not to hype it up too much, but possibly the video of the year for us, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, as well as Kyle Allen. Unbelievable. Probably one of the more fun videos I think that we have ever had.
that was a fun day. That from start to finish, it was a long day. It was a fun day. That's gonna get wild. It's gonna get wild real quick.
Those boys bring the action early and often, and I don't even think some of the best parts of the day, I don't even think, unfortunately, we don't have on camera, because the aftermath of the golf was, to me, the most epic part of the day.
We went to a
super nice restaurant in Dana Point. It was a Waldorf Astoria Michael Mina bourbon steak, and they had like this separate area for us, table of what, six, was it?
Yeah, in like the back.
And things got rowdy.
Yeah, they did.
Really, really rowdy. It was wild. I'll tell you, it was a scene.
Me sharing a porterhouse with Josh Allen, it was a career moment for me. That'll go down for me as one of the
that whole dinner.
That's how you made it.
There was one bite left, and Bob grabs it on his fork and just is like, Josh, you got another piece of the porterhouse. And he just reaches over and just bites it.
He like airplaned it into his mouth. It was that dinner was on. Those guys were amazing, and that dinner was one of the all-time dinners, I think.
I think one of the better, like, just collabs of just two guys really enjoying each other's company, like, for me.
Oh, yeah.
One of the rarest that you never would have found, and it was there. The Jet and Sam Darnold being as cool as they are is probably the best connection I've seen in quite
some time. I'm a Niners fan now.
Whoa!
Yeah. Sam Darnold's the man. He was the man. We had a good time. That dinner, I'm telling you, there's certain moments like throughout since we started where we like are like that fucking time. Like we always go back to like Oxford or like one of the challenges or whatever, and now it's like the dinner.
Yeah.
It was a big time dinner. There were so many things, and I think like they really rolled out the red carpet. I guess they came, one of the managers came and knew Josh, so they sent us out like an amuse-bouche, like trio of items. And Perez, I was like, isn't even going to touch this.
I don't usually touch things that sound like that.
And he ate it and liked it so much, he requested another one. In all my time of working in a restaurant, I've never heard someone request an extra amuse-bouche that was given as a compliment.
I've never heard of an amuse-bouche.
Yeah, what's
an amuse-bouche?
What is an amuse-bouche? This guy, he says terms that only he'll know. And like, you'd have to be like in the hospitality or like, you know, doing that all the time to know.
And a mousse bouche is normally like something that's given complimentary from the chef that predetermines the appetizer plate. So it's normally like small little bites or little, little, you know, confections that they would put together. And they obviously did it as a gesture, but Perez asked for another one and they brought, God bless them, they brought out another one. But I've never seen Perez eat something like that. Like there was ceviche, there was caviar, and Josh was like, try it. And all it took was Josh telling Perez to try it, and he devoured.
Yeah, and maybe the 12 drinks that I had could have played a role into it too.
Then the funniest part to me was halfway through the meal, we had this unbelievable truffle bread, which was so good. We started it off, but halfway through the meal, we're sauced. And I guess one of the busboys from the table behind us comes by with his a full clear. Like, keep in mind, he's got plates and everything. And Perez sees him walking by. Goes, excuse me, sir. Yeah, those rolls right there. Yeah, you could just leave those on the table. And the guy looked mortified.
I don't blame him.
He looked mortified, and the whole table erupted in sheer laughter. And he goes, sir, I can bring you some new ones. Yeah. Proceeded to bring us all dinner plates, bread plates.
After our dinner,
and
they then had to then bring bread plates after.
Yes. The guy looked so confused. Those rolls are there. Yeah, you just leave them on the
table. Was dessert. They brought out the bread for dessert.
Yeah, I thought they were giving us dessert, but
then they brought out they gave out little like
popcorn.
Well, popcorn.
Oh, the popcorn.
Caramel popcorn.
We're sitting there just tossing popcorn in people's mouths.
Well, no, Bob started it. Bob goes, he goes to Kyle, he goes, Kyle, give me a toss there. And Kyle tosses it across the table, and we get a good, and Bob catches it. We're like, whoa. We're like, Kyle, looks like
that's
you're
when the
be
chef playing. Came by.
And so then what happens, Bob then goes, come on, everybody give me a round. Keep in mind, this is a high-end restaurant. And so everybody from me to then Kyle Allen to Sam to Perez to Josh Allen start flicking popcorn at his face. And the chef, I guess, at this time decides to come out to like check in on the table and be like, gentlemen, I'm the head chef. How is everything? And Bob's got his head like this because he didn't realize the chef's there. He's like, hit me with one more. Hit me with one more. And he's going like this. And I'm like mortified just watching the chefs just like, what kind of an absolute ruckus is going on here? It was out of control. There's popcorn everywhere.
Fuck me up, Dots.
Oh,
yeah, I was on one, man. I was
pretty
on
sure
one.
If it was just us shots. Acting that way, we would have been kicked out of that restaurant.
Oh, yeah. God.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
It was outrageous. If you'd been a fly on the wall watching us,
people were walking by like, don't have too much fun here, guys.
Flies on walls are people sitting at their table. A nice like dinner on like
Barstool was
Saturday
there
night. It was a nice Saturday night dinner. They probably planned for months. 5 feet away from us is or five from them.
Yeah,
I will
like
say
anniversary dinner and shit.
A lot of times when we're sitting at dinner, like I will take a moment and just kind of look around the restaurant because we really are one of the loudest groups of all time. And then you put when we have beer and liquor in us, then it even ramps up. But at the same time, too, those guys were getting after it so much that it kind of gave us the go-ahead to really let it fly. But to be in a Waldorf Astoria.
And Michael Mina restaurant.
Yeah, and to have NFL quarterbacks throwing popcorn at my face in a Waldorf Astoria was
Josh tossed you a couple and you're like, Josh, you're better than this.
Yeah, he underthrew me and then he overthrew me.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
That was a wild one. I look forward to that one coming out, but I actually think that their game plan going into it, and they really did stick to it, they wanted to get us hammered and they did.
It worked.
Fast.
It worked. You guys got blasted like six holes in.
Fucked me
well, they
up.
Had they came up. They had a game that they all play. We don't have to like a drinking game that they introduced.
You could say it.
We could say it. It'll probably be in the video. But they got you guys. It happened between. I think it was between 4 and 5. Josh, and it was just like all of a sudden you guys are drinking, and then boom, like everybody's
you're playing good golf.
Yeah, I've never chugged a transfusion. And I've never chugged. It was bizarre.
It wasn't a transfusion with tequila.
Yeah, it was a transfusion with tequila, and you'll see the game. They had us pretty much play a game where if you put the drink in your right hand, you say the word buffalo, and then you have to chug the drink, and I kept putting it in my right hand. I've never chugged a drink and instantly been drunk. Like, the second that went down, I just felt my face I was drunk at that moment.
It was bad. Yeah. It was, but I do think that it was a good game plan. We were playing out of our minds.
Yeah, we played
like,
really
we were
good.
Playing really good golf, and then it just was like the next minute, Jet looks at me and he's like, "You're sauced." I was like, "Yeah, that's confirmed. That was absolutely." But I think the thing is that those guys are so chill and just such good dudes, like that. It was like playing. You know, it was like we had played with them 100 times before. The vibes were so good that you didn't really even care. You just let it fly, and it was so fun.
He also, I mean, they're all pretty solid, but he can murder the ball off the tee.
Yeah,
he was hitting bombs.
They all got some pop.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, really like did. Even with the iron shots, like they would take big divots and the ball just launches.
Darnold
was pretty impressive.
Miss a putt too.
Yep.
Darnold was dialed in with the flat stick, but
yeah, a lot of time these videos too, pretty quick into it what you're gonna be getting. I mean, there's been some videos that kind of ramp up as you go. But this one, we just knew kind of right out of the gate, even warming up with them and whatnot. Like, we just knew that it was going to be a real good one. Plus, at the same time, too, it had been a long time in the coming. We've been talking about doing that for a long time.
Yeah, and the golf started well. I think that got the momentum going, the vibes up for both teams. So
vibes were really freaking good. Hey, folks, how we doing today? You got Joey Coldcuts coming in hot, and I got a great message for all of you. We have all eyes on Augusta, Georgia for golf's first major. And this week, new customers will have an opportunity on DraftKings Sportsbook to receive an odds boost to add plus 1,000 to any pre-tournament wager of up to $10 on any golfer to win in Augusta. Lots of golfers to choose from. Who's going to win? Who knows? I'm excited. It's going to be a great tournament. Here's what you got to do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code BDSPOD. BDS Pod is what you're going to want to use, and boost your odds during golf's first major. That's code BDS Pod only on the DraftKings Sportsbook. Play today, play responsibly, and let's have a day.
Now we went right from that to now we're in Palm Springs, and it's like 5 days of just, you know, collabing with the good guys, and 2 days in, it's already, I mean, it's crazy the traction that these guys bring. I mean, we were in a golf store, and the golf owner comes and goes, you're the good guys? And Prez like, well, no, we're not. He is. And I guess they had the Prez, they have it playing in the background. Like,
yeah,
they had good on the TV, and he calls his son, and the kid comes flying into the store to like meet with Steven. Was just like, the people love these guys, man. They really do.
Take it.
Are you vaping right now?
Blowing clouds right now.
This guy is a wild, wild individual.
Focus. Try not like to that. Blow it into the camera.
But you're making a scene.
He's blowing pillows. Pillows of smoke.
There happens. We have video like mid filming where you like pan the camera. You just see like a cloud of smoke in the thing.
Behind the lens and in the smoke with the big ticket.
When you're getting ready to hit your shot, you look to the green, you just see the flag stick, and then you just see smoke just in the air, and you just gotta try.
Don't change for nobody, Bob.
We don't want to.
How about Tigger yesterday? He had a pose where he was on the green and he was on one knee and the other leg was up like he was a back catcher.
Yeah, well, he knew the guy on first was stealing.
That's what you call the Joe Mauer.
Tigger Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer.
Joe
Mauer.
You want to talk about a name. Joe Mauer. That's one that like gets you going. Like when you think of a random name.
Pride of Minnesota.
Yeah, football and basketball.
He should be a commentator on a news network.
Joe Mauer?
A name like that.
Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer.
Like a political commentator or a sports commentator? Yeah.
Well, he's a nightly guy.
Yeah, nightly news with Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer.
Yeah. See a Lester Holt.
Him and Justin Morneau played 28 years together on the same team. Yeah. They never left
playoff
each other.
Wins.
They had some special teams.
Never. No. Great regular seasons.
And great fantasy baseball.
Swept in three.
Yeah. Another thing to discuss that I believe we're going to be doing today, which usually we like to do this during the end of the trip, but we're going to be doing it kind of in the beginning of the trip and just kind of take it from there. But we're in talks to have the good guys do a food challenge with us. We're talking a cheeseburger challenge, which, again, I'd really like to do that on the back end. It's just not working out that way to where I think we're just going to have to power through it. To see these guys come kind of like to our side of things of like how we do things, like we're going to be doing a major with them, which will be great, which is like right up their alley for us, the eating challenges. To see the good guys do it with us, I think will be hysterical. At the same time, I don't know, like, I'd love to see them fully commit. I think so much about, I don't think they realize how brutal these things are, you know what
this
I mean?
This shit's a gauntlet, man. And Garrett was on the phone last night, and he's like, you know, we're up for it. We did, you know, a speed challenge before, and we had a couple big meals, and the fellas were feeling sick. I'm like, having a couple meals of Chipotle before you do a speed challenge is not the same. It's just a different beast, and it's
Listen, I think the video will do amazing. I think it'll be incredible, but I don't think they realize what they're in for. Because these, like, we mentally, like, when we did the taco challenge, for example, like, or the hot dog, like, mentally, like, going into it, you're prepping for an all-out bloodbath. It's just, it's a different beast, man. And Perez, that was the first one you did with us, right? The taco challenge? Was it the first food challenge that you did?
We did We did the wheel challenge, but that wasn't
drinking.
Like a,
but the food was the first, like, and yeah. And it's an eye opener, man. It's not easy. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it really will. I again, if they commit, which I think they will. I'm just talking to Garrett. I do think that they will commit. What I don't think they really realize that we think about, and look, they're younger to where maybe they could just bounce back faster, is that next day, like, if we do it today and then we wake up tomorrow, we are going to want absolutely nothing to do with film. I mean, it takes everything out of you.
Sluggish, you're exhausted. And yeah, listen, I'm excited to see how it goes down.
And I think the way that we were going to do it too is that instead of doing a total goal like we would normally do, obviously there's a lot of different factors into it now. Instead of doing a total goal, I think what we decided on, 4 cheeseburgers saves you a stroke, to where we pretty much do us versus them. We're going to have to take one of their guys.
Yeah.
And usually they would be given the strokes, but I do think that we could house a lot more.
I think, yeah. I think we handicap well on the burger side of things.
Right. Which kind of evens it out.
Which I think does even it out. So, yeah, you're going to have to... You have to eat some burgers. It's not like, all right, you got to finish 60 burgers per team. And it's like kind of up to you. The more burgers you eat, the better score you're going to get. Like,
yep.
Do you want to win? If you don't want to win, then, you know, coast through and have a burger or two. Or you power through some burgers and get that dub.
After seeing Bob eat 18 tacos, I don't doubt that we are going to crush this. We're going to want to win.
You know,
there's
what,
no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just dominate these cheeseburgers. I really do. I feel good about that. But I think we almost, I'd be curious. I mean, you said it yesterday, Joe, which I think is a good number. We kind of need a magic number of how many we think we should put down. You said 10?
I think like 48 to 50 burgers for a team of 4 is where we should be aiming for.
12.
Yeah, like 12 burgers a guy, I think, is right in line.
So if the team that wins by every 4 strokes more than the other team is 1 stroke off.
So every
score,
4 cheeseburgers, 4 burgers. Stroke.
So we're gonna have to be counting it as we go, so we have an idea. Like,
so you need to really, if you want to get 3 or 4 strokes, you got to out burger them by 8, 12. Well,
that's what I'm saying. If we eat 48 burgers, that's 12
and
strokes.
And you know, it should be burgers on that hole.
Yeah.
So before you finish out on the hole, you have to have that many burgers. It's not like you realize that, you know, you finish a hole and you're like, shit, we missed the putt.
Okay.
Bogey. We need to eat a bunch of burgers. If 4 of you miss a birdie putt, you need to go eat some burgers and come back.
Yeah. Oh, is that the way that
you don't have a good approach?
But are you gonna have some burgers? You're gonna have to eat the burgers before you putt out?
That's right. Yes.
I think that's good. Yeah, I like that. You might eat 48 burgers in the first hole, but
thanks, Jet. That's
not
that's,
not you. I'm saying in general, like, it might just keep going and
so
going.
Perez, can you see them going to get a stroke, and you too then go back to your cart before you finish putting out? Crush 4 burgers.
He's gonna one up them.
Stare him right in the eye. Burger for burger. Who's gonna fold? And you just sit there eating 4 burgers and just like, I ain't stopping.
There's more guys eating burgers than putting.
Yeah,
it's just, we're not going to get off hole.
Burger
one.
Challenge.
Yeah, it's a burger challenge, baby. Cheeseburger challenge.
That does add a hole. There's going to be a lot of different factors playing in. Yeah, so if we do it on a per hole basis, that definitely does change things. And I think what Jet said is true too. I mean, you would think we would have to, strokes wise, if we want to even try and get 3 strokes out of them, we're going to have to put down a hole. It's not like we're going to get like 6 strokes.
The 3 strokes would be 12 burgers.
Yeah, that's 12 burgers.
I mean, we would have to
12 burgers more than them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how many do you think that they will realistically eat?
Oh, on your score.
I have no idea.
I get it.
No clue.
So you're saying if you, FP, if they shoot a bogey, if you shoot a bogey and they shoot a par and you eat 12 burgers and they eat 8 on the whole, it's even.
We're even.
Okay.
Reason I feel confident, I like that. Bobby made a comment yesterday where he said, I don't eat that much.
Yeah. Swollen overeat. Kind of, can't overeat.
Yeah.
The young man is in for a rude awakening.
Sounds tight.
We absolutely can.
Hate to break it to you, but welcome to the show. The fattest channel in America.
Stare at McDonald's that we ordered at 1 in the morning. After a full meal.
Yeah, that is crazy.
He was prepping. You were prepping, Perez. Some guys want to.
You know, I don't eat cheeseburgers.
That's true.
Well, Perez will do hamburgers.
That's a good point, though. Is like we're not doing steakhouse burgers. We're doing the McDonald's cheeseburgers, which I think comes into play.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing is that I was thinking about it. It's just the buns that are really going to get you. Like if it were just the meat patty, is fine. You could put down. I think 100 of those.
You guys ate. 18 You ate 18 tacos.
Bob did.
So you can probably do 20. I'm not saying you're going to. I'm just saying the equivalent. They're smaller than tacos, and they're less. They're not going to like.
No, they're about
sticking your chest.
They're about the same size.
The bread's
maybe bigger.
Stick right here.
The bread is a lot.
I think that one. I think that one cheeseburger will absolutely hit harder and be more filling than one taco.
Okay, I would agree with that.
Not by
that.
A lot, but I do agree.
I would agree with
you
that.
You don't think so with two
just,
buns?
Just because of the bun. Maybe.
The bun, but the burger, it's not a big, like if you look at the McDonald's cheese, they're not big. The tacos, yeah, I do think they're more than a taco for sure.
I'd be curious what a McDonald's cheeseburger, the calories are in a McDonald's
300 calories, I looked it up last night.
And what do you think one taco is from Taco Bell?
It's probably like 280
around the same.
Yeah, actually, if it was only 300, maybe I don't.
They're
think the
taco.
But you're right,
man.
About the bread. The bread is a problem.
That's what's gonna hit you.
Yeah, like the taco. Did you get chest pains mid taco challenge? Like those tacos, swinging around in your body, like
it was not easy.
They're sharp. People said a lot, and it was true. I actually did get taco drunk to where like I actually was like drunk off it. I really was. Like I was very giddy. Like I couldn't stop.
I had a lot of sour cream in my system.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
And cheese and tomatoes and amongst other things.
That's the rice and meat.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Ticket's gonna hate me because I don't eat cheeseburgers, and I don't eat mustard. I don't eat ketchup. You're gonna have to order 20.
Oh, you mean because I'm the guy running a McDonald's?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, look, maybe we just.
Hey, and Tick. Don't forget to get something for yourself too. All right?
Get a little apple pie for Tick.
For Binyam. It was apple a huge error in judgment that we didn't get a couple extra tacos for me and you. So I think I'll be getting at least maybe an extra 10 for me and you.
Jesus, Tick.
How many
let's bump that up a little. Yeah. No, you're good.
If we get Tick in one of these challenges, Ticket could absolutely
house.
Ticket.
Eight of us.
Well, let's not forget the hot sauce challenge.
We should get.
If you
120
hamburgers? I each think 12. Joe, you were saying 12. 12 times 8
is 96.
96. I'm thinking 120.
120 to be safe.
You think that's that?
Yeah. Yo, we got Tick. Tick.
No.
Tick. We got to film this McDonald's run.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to hate you.
You might almost want to call.
You have to go inside. You can't sit in the drive-thru and wait on that.
Yeah, Tick, you might almost want to call the branch beforehand and just let them know.
But now that we're doing it all, the whole day is just us, we might all be able to go. We might need to hit two McDonald's at once. One guy gets 60 at one spot. Another guy gets 60 at another.
That's probably not a bad
thing. We might have to
let's call corporate.
Yeah, you might want to call the branch beforehand just so they know we're putting in a...
Somebody tweet at McDonald's, please.
Do you remember that guy? Who was that guy? And this is going to be another one where I just named random people you've never heard of. Epic Mealtime?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you remember he used to do this? He would go to the fucking drive-thru and he'd be like, let me get 7,000 cheeseburgers. And they'd be like, what the fuck? And then he would just like go around, get them and make the most ridiculous food of all time.
Yeah they are going to hate us. I mean, that's tough. To where the two separate McDonald's thing is not a crazy...
Like, I bet how many cheeseburgers do you think a McDonald's branch will sell in a day? Right. I bet you this is the equivalent of how many they would sell in an entire day.
Well, after you guys...
Cheeseburgers?
No.
After you guys...
all different types of burgers, crazy. Though.
No, probably within maybe...
A couple hours.
A couple hours.
That many people eat the cheeseburgers?
Do you think they sell more than 120 burgers in a few hours?
Cheeseburgers.
In a day.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm thinking people are ordering all different types of burgers, nuggets, quarter pounders, just cheeseburgers.
They got people rolling in though all day.
Do you remember?
I don't think in a few hours, but I think by the day, I think it's definitely over.
After the taco challenge, Taco Bell stonks went through the roof. You guys are like, You guys are moving the needle for McDonald's.
Do we know that's true?
Well, people, via comments, we knew it was true.
Via comments.
Everybody was like, I'm getting Taco Bell now.
We did. We had to search for a thrift store challenge yesterday, and I found the coolest golf ball of all time. It was a Callaway golf ball with Taco Bell logos all over it. And I sent a picture of it to the group chat, and shout out Ferg, our Callaway rep. And he got back to us, and I was like, the perfect golf ball does not exist. And then I put the picture of the Taco Bell golf ball. And meme apparently they did, for the waste management, they had a deal with Taco Bell years ago, and they specially made those balls. And now they're so hot on the market that they're selling $100 a pop.
They were.
That's unbelievable. Taco Bell, man, they move the needle. It's without a doubt.
I wonder how they sell
the needles
on their,
my waistline.
I wonder how they sell on their breakfast items.
Taco Bell?
Not yeah.
Well. They have good breakfast items.
Not well.
They do, huh?
They do the crunch wrap, but a breakfast one.
See, I would give
you know
that
why,
a go.
You know why I know they're not doing well?
Why is that?
It's because they brought Pete Davidson in, which is what happens when people are unwell. They start dating Pete Davidson.
Oh, that's a shot. Sometimes that's a shot of Pete Davidson.
Bob loves Pete Davidson.
I think you would agree. I like him too, but...
I love Pete Davidson.
It's
not in like
the breakfast
stable
crunch wrap
times
is
of your
so
life
good.
Do you date Pete Davidson.
The breakfast crunch wrap is very good. And then they also have these donuts that they sell in the morning, Bob. They're so mini donuts. Sugar coated. They're fucking amazing.
Right about that.
And they you can dunk them in icing. It's unbelievable.
I haven't tried their breakfast, and I haven't tried Wendy's breakfast.
Wendy's.
Really?
I would say the Wendy's
potatoes. Breakfast potatoes.
It's those, the wedges, right?
Correct. They're crispy. Those breakfast potatoes, in my opinion, and I've been around, those breakfast potatoes are better than any potato. And fast food, no matter the time of day, they are those breakfast potatoes are better than McDonald's fries.
No,
yes they are. Yes,
that
they are.
Is a
yes,
big.
Yes they are.
Now I don't know, so I'm asking, but that is a big.
Bob, stuff. You like it. Home fries? These are
you
like the
them.
Closest thing to
you
like.
Love
I want to go now.
You love
them.
I trust
can them. We go now?
No, we're doing a cheeseburger challenge in a few hours.
We can go tomorrow.
I want to give that a go.
Remember when I went, I called you. This was about a year and a half ago. I was going to golf in Orange County or something. I went to Wendy's before and I said, Bob, I just had these home fry wedge breakfast potatoes. They are so up your alley. They are one of the best breakfast things I've ever had. Now, they're not better than McDonald's fries.
That's
blasphemous.
A big, big statement.
In my opinion.
You stand by it.
McDonald's French fries.
I stand by it.
McDonald's French fries are goated, in my opinion. Them. But those wedges, Bob, you got to get your hands on them.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Joe's just falling to the propaganda of Big Potato.
Hey, and that's a popular place.
Do you not love McDonald's French fries?
Fucking cheap. Yeah, no, I love them. I had them at 2 in the morning last night. But if I could have had Wendy's breakfast potatoes, that's what I would have gotten.
Yeah, they're really
funny. They also have a chicken biscuit with a honey butter that is to die for.
You know, it's just back to the challenges. One challenge that people mentioned, somebody mentioned the other day, and I do think we got to revisit again because we didn't accomplish it, and it'd be so funny to do it with Perez. Just to do a fireball challenge.
Listen, fireball, and they've been talking to me. They are all on board. You guys got care packages coming your way.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
You got fireball care packages.
My
because
I'm gonna love that.
And I tell you what, these guys are right up our alley. They would be so thrilled to run it back.
Yeah.
We could do a whole...
I think we have to.
We didn't complete it. I think we missed the putt to hit our score.
Yeah, and also, too, we haven't done... I mean, we did the wheel challenge, but just like a pure through-and-through drinking challenge with Perez, we haven't done, which I think is definitely
crazy.
A must.
I will say this, Perez, we did this the other day because Fireball sent a ton of shit to me. I brought a bunch of the Fireball shots with us to the match with Josh Allen and the boys. Perez was absolutely so on top of it. He said, throw the bottles in the ice and chill them. And it tastes night and day better.
And
it's such a heads up way.
Every liquid is better cold.
Not coffee.
Some people would argue with you on that.
I would argue with you on that, but that makes
you like iced. I mean, I do love an iced coffee, but I think
Bob got me the largest iced coffee ever yesterday.
Yeah, you like those? You like those iced coffees?
Have you tried the pistachio cream cold?
Isn't that what it is?
Tell you something.
I taught him about that.
That shit is next level. They keep running out now. I go to Starbucks and they're like, "We're sold out."
Can't think of anything.
Can you think of anything that's better?
A single drink.
A better liquid that you drink that's better warm.
Damn, it's so simple, but it's mind blowing. I never thought of it that way. It's true.
Well, it's refreshing. I don't drink hot. It doesn't reconcile to me. Like a liquid should be cold, should be refreshing. I don't get warm beverages.
What do you mean it doesn't reconcile?
Like hot chocolate.
Like, you don't like hot chocolate?
I don't get it.
Yeah. You don't like it?
No, I don't. Hot chocolate is delicious.
But what do you mean it doesn't reconcile?
Warm.
Cold chocolate.
Like, I can't like wrap my head around drinking something hot like that. Like it's like the antithesis of like why I'm drinking. I'm drinking to like get refreshment.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, in its most basic essence, the reason to drink is to satisfy your thirst, to quench your thirst.
I think that happens cold.
I would agree. Or lukewarm.
Hot sake. Hot sake?
You know what?
Cold sake is pretty fucking good, man. But cold sake
is just fine also. I love sake.
Chilled cold sake is hard to beat.
Oh, sake bombs.
Sake bomb.
Man, I love sake bombs.
I do hate that we're doing this so early in the trip. I'm like, as we're sitting here, I'm thinking about it.
It's gonna suck.
That's how I felt when you woke me up about this podcast.
Well, fair enough. But you come on full bore now.
Fair enough.
Yeah, put a bathing suit on. Yeah, I did. Put a bathing suit and a t-shirt on and a hat.
Yeah.
Even brush my hair.
Oh, man.
And then I brush my teeth. Hard to say.
Hat's kind of fire.
The hat is absolutely fire.
That's a fire hat.
Shout out Newport. Worth it.
Newport, baby.
Yeah.
That's where my heart is.
You're a Newport guy.
I'm a Newport guy. I'm an East Coast guy, but I'm a Newport guy too.
To the point where I think if you ever move down here, you just go straight to Newport.
You know, I happen to love the course we played with Josh and them as much as we love going to Pelican. Monarch is awesome.
It's a lot of fun, man.
That is such a fun course.
There's good vibes there for sure.
Yeah.
And especially too, like we took the carts because we were filming, but they have the scooters. They have those like surfboard segways. Oh, which are so fun. Remember when we played there and we were actually driving them and it was just a disaster?
They're harder to drive than
they're not easy to drive.
The like motorcycle ones?
Yeah.
Or the golf board?
No, the golf board.
The golf boards are hard.
I think the motorcycle was kind of hard.
The scooters, yeah, but
the golf boards are tough.
It's like a lean situation.
Yeah.
The scooters are sick.
Especially with some beverages. I wouldn't want to get on those.
The golf bag goes right on the scooter.
Yeah,
because
you play
fun,
that
man.
Time. I'm a big Twilight Time guy. You play Monarch.
That Twilight third hole, time. Golden Hour.
That's why, like, good setup. Everything is been Twilight Time.
Yeah,
so we're getting everything in the afternoon. We're able to get videos in, and then you know, I think we've done a pretty good job of working in each side's videos, changing it up a little bit of what we each want to do. To where I think by the time it's all done, we're going to come out here with a real good amount and. I think just the cross promotion on each channel too. It helps both sides so much, and that's why it's been good working with them. Is just we both benefit off each other, and we enjoy working with them. Like it really is. It's fun. I feel like we know them pretty well to this point. To where even when we saw them for the first day the other day, the vibes are pretty high right out of the gate.
Helps everyone. Hurts. Yeah, and that new up and coming duo, that Cutsy Kwan duo.
Cutsy Kwan
is even special.
Did you watch the
I watched some of it, but even on the course, it was like,
vibes.
Damn, this Cutsy Kwan combo
could,
is something.
Yeah, there could be something there.
They'll call us Kwanzi.
And it's canceled.
That's such a good thing going.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying to integrate the two names, but no, he's a lot of fun. He and not to mention a hell of a fucking golfer.
He's good. Oh, yeah, he's very good.
Short game's really good.
Oh,
Cutsy, don't sell you.
Shots he hits
Cutsy really hit a sweeper yesterday from about 25.
It was
feet.
Also non-existent for five holes, but yes,
it doesn't matter, man.
I feel like as long as I make my mark at some point in the video, that's all I need. Just that one moment.
Right, boys. Well, look, I know it's a short pod, but we got a big, big one ahead of us today. We're going to go film with them now, actually do like a little par three action, and then the grand finale, the main event, cheeseburger/hamburger challenge is going to be a doozy.
Do you think, I think it could be the most viewed video we ever have. If we really do this the right way with them on board, I think this could do massive. Yeah,
it could catch Micromania, I think.
Stonk. It might be. Yeah. I watch it once a week.
I'm trying to get that thing profitable, man.
Actually know the names.
Oh, yeah. Ivar the Micro?
Ivar the Micro.
I love that guy. I fucking love that guy, man.
He fucking really does.
I love that
guy. You got one more?
Yeah, I mean, I got plenty of them.
Wait, how many do you know? Don.
I got Lil Sweet.
Lil Sweet.
I got
what was the 50 Psycho Cent guy?
Micro Jackson.
25 Cent?
Micro Jackson. Smaller Michael Jackson, as you imagine. Flying Ryan. The Little Show.
25 Cent.
25 Cent. There was one.
Oh, Micro Tiger.
Yeah.
There's Little Chief Howl. And Little Chola.
Jeez.
Yeah. I love them.
The whole
I love them, dude. I love them. I love that shit.
The fact, Bob, that you didn't know how to just all you have to do is just hit the canvas for there the 1, 2, 3 count.
There was a lot going on. There was so much going on. All to do to watch Jet like running around the ring while trying to get the angles.
If you haven't seen this video, which you probably haven't,
put the link in the comment below.
All the way down on the list of videos.
We should hyperlink it in the pod.
Bob reffed a micro wrestling match. Was it a whole match? Was it a match or was it the whole night?
It was the championship match.
Just one match, the championship match? Yeah. It's a watch. I would say it's a watch. Go take a look at
the
it.
The whole place
can we hyperlink?
Erupted yeah. in a chant that said, Bob sucks dick. Bob sucks dick. I look outside from the ring, and Ticket and our buddy Teddy are there watching us, and Ticket's at the table, and Ticket is standing up, the loudest in the room, Bob sucks dick. Bob sucks. And he's like yelling it at me. Like he's like,
I would have been furious if I was in the crowd.
It was brutal. But then, yeah, you would think that I thought Ticket and Teddy would be the one guys, and Ticket's probably the loudest, just pointing at me.
Saw an opportunity and I pounced on.
He did. It's crowd theory. You know, when you get caught up.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Look, big, big one ahead. Like, comment, subscribe to the podcast channel. And again, keep your eye out for the content that we have coming. Really, really been a big week so far. More to come. Thanks, as always. It's another edition of the Bob Does Sports Podcast.
See ya.